gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for utterance.
As I listen to the word, my heart is open. My spirit is receptive.
I receive your word without errors. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 This next topic we're going to
that we're looking at. The remaining time will not carry us through.
But I will have to cut it out. I have to cut it short somewhere because there's a believer's gathering. Hallelujah. 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 So I will continue some other day from where we stopped here today. Hallelujah. Okay. I'd like to start from the same 2 Timothy we started from the last time. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This time, I want to look at from verse 16. It says, all scripture, all graphe, which we've explained earlier, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, profitable for which is prose. Doctrine, meaning the scripture which shows salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus is profitable for doctrine, and doctrine is profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Because of the word pros. Pros means towards, yet towards thee. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 17. He said that the man of God, you know, I showed us earlier that the word man of God, he was referring to Timothy. And what he says to Timothy, he says to all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now he said that the man of God may be complete. Hallelujah. May be complete. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. He says, my man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good works. Hallelujah. 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 I will look at the word for complete as being fitted. Fitted to preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word complete means to be fitted to preach. Hallelujah. Not that you are, if you know what I mean. Maybe perfect is the word used also. Fitted to preach. Fitted. Meaning the knowledge of the scriptures makes the believer ready to preach. Hallelujah. The man of God. The man of God there doesn't just mean the pastor, but every believer. Hallelujah. You know, I said there are some people who say God has not called me to preach, has called me for deliverance. Well, let me not go into that. Hallelujah. This is time. Somebody say, oh, my calling is, I'm a prophet. I'm not called to teach. You are first of all a teacher. You understand this? Your primary assignment is to preach the gospel. He says in Matthew 28, say, go ye therefore and preach the gospel. Teach the gospel. Make disciples of nations. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, he says, go ye therefore and make disciples. The word to make disciples is to make students of the world. Hallelujah. Everybody. He says, pastor, he says, he has given it to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, you shall be witnesses unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, our first primary assignment is to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Paul is saying that the man of God may be what? Complete. Hallelujah. The word uses A-R-T-I-O-S. Hallelujah. 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 Atios. Thoroughly equipped. Now, another word is thoroughly equipped. Remember Ephesians 4:11, charismos was used, which means for the equipping of the saints. The word used in Ephesians 4 is not the same word used in Ephesians 4, so this is charismos, which means to Furnish. Hallelujah.
Man, another word is used there is called exarchizo.
Exarchizo, which means to be when something is thoroughly furnished. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thoroughly furnished to the details. That is to say the man of God must not have should be aware of what he's teaching. Do you understand me? You don't come out to say what you don't know. It's better you don't say it. Pastor Wisdom will say
it. I've heard him say this once. He said, how big truth is what? Don't even talk at all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't even talk at all. So don't give half-baked truth. What you don't know, don't say. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Don't give half-baked truth. Because you will just be given, you will just be passing across the lines. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the man of God may be completely equipped. Thoroughly. Hallelujah. He told Timothy to study to show himself approved.
Do you understand me? So it's very important. And that is why when we're having a teaching meeting like this, we'll show us scripture, we'll bring scripture, we'll compare scripture, we'll give the scripture that when you get home to you can also do further study on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important.
Don't just because you are good in speaking, just come out and talk. Just talk nonsense. Hallelujah. So that is why believers meeting like this, you come prepared, you come ready to write. Come ready to learn. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why he said he has given us pastors, apostles, pastors, say for the equipping of the saints. Equipping
of the saints. Say for the work of the ministry. The saints needs to be equipped. Charismos. Hallelujah. 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 Now Paul is talking about a deeper sense, a deeper truth, and he said must be thoroughly equipped, thoroughly furnished, thoroughly fitted. Hallelujah. Thoroughly. The fact that you have people that follow, you see, some people have this ability to make people follow them. The fact that you have people that follow you doesn't mean you've been called as a pastor. Or doesn't mean you can just open your mouth and say anything. You understand? Please, don't take note of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, you have to know your gift. See, you have to be. It is before you preach the gospel, you must search the scriptures well. Because it is our duty to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. You must be thorough on it. Not even go there if you know you've not got it. Just stop where you stop. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That somebody will not know because he's hearing God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I come and say, Jesus is second God. Yeah?
He's Rema. Have got Rema. Jesus is second God.
Do you understand that? It's heresy.
Yes, ma'am.
With all the anointing, you caught Rema, and the Rema you caught is I now know who Paul's father is. Who is Paul's father? The Bible says even Paul himself admitted that my old man was crucified with Christ. Paul's father is that man that died with Jesus Christ because your old man is your father. You understand me? You must be thoroughly equipped. Just come on out and just dance music. We are not doing a show yet. We are not coming to show ourselves. Coming to preach Christ and Him crucified, Him resurrected, Him living in us. Hallelujah. So that's what we've come to preach. No, we've not come to show ourselves. So, you must live as a believer, you must study.
And very important, you must study. Study.
Hallelujah. 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 So, Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. So find time to study. Okay? So I'm equipped to the gospel. I'm equipped to the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, just like what Paul told them, I want to tell you too. Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1. 1 Corinthians, not 2nd. Corinthians. Aha! Let's pass on from there. I don't think we are doing a show. Some people think we're doing a show. Come to show ourselves. Hallelujah. In Him we have dominion. We confess to God, amen. Now, concerning spiritual, the King James actually added something which was not in the original, which is the word gift, right?
It was italicized, so it was not in the original.
So we can read. Now, concerning spiritual, brothers, no one wants to be ignorant. Paul is communicating. Hallelujah. He says, concerning spiritual, I don't want you, brethren, to be ignorant about spiritual. And so I want to let you know, I don't want you to be ignorant about spiritual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for spiritual is the word pneumaticos. P-H-E-U-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. Pneumaticos. The King James went further to put the word gift there because if you proceed, if you continue in that chapter, it spoke about gifts. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at it from all angles. Hallelujah. But I want to talk to us about the spiritual gift. I don't know how to title the topic. I'm just trying to look for something that what I'll be talking about more. Concerning spiritual gifts, okay? I'll talk about spiritual gifts. I also talk about more things in the realms of the spirit. So just title it the realms of the spirit and the gifts of the spirit. Hallelujah. I don't really know what title it. Well, I don't know.
First of all, say I read some material on this line years back, that was 2006. And 2007, not when I was in first year, 2006 to 2007. I started school 2007. Yes, because my name did not come out of the Hallelujah. That's how we remember this. Hallelujah. That's how I am able to remember this.
I use events and things around to know this.
Someone like my papa, in a Higgin, some other notable minister, they will tell you the day, the month, the hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Papa Kenneth has special thing that. Hallelujah. On the 12th day in the month of April, on the 10 p.m., I was in the... Hallelujah. So did you tell me which day did you get born again? I can't even remember. So I can remember the year. I can remember the event, but I can't pick the day. Hallelujah. And somebody said, if you cannot remember the date, you need to be born again. I said, no. It's faith. By faith, we are saved. Hallelujah. Not by timing of the clock. Hallelujah. And not by timing of the clock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I read a book by Kenneth Hagin concerning this.
It's titled the spiritual gift. That was in 2007.
Hallelujah. I still remember when I was reading it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, our book is a wonderful material for believers all over to read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I commend it for anybody. Invest your time. Hallelujah. You see, concerning spiritual, there's nothing new that I'm going to say because Papa Kenneth wrote that book in 19, before I was born, says, so that book was written. Yes. So, I said that to say this. The scripture does not mean anything today that it did not mean yesterday. Take note of that. The scripture does not mean anything new today that it never meant yesterday. It's a guide concerning those people who want to go and ask for new things, want to discover and discover innovators. Hallelujah. To guide those people who want to become innovators from the world. Now you don't go and start saying a Jesus' father, Paul's father who was hung on the cross because grammar has changed. You think the Bible too has evolved. Hallelujah. So the Bible, the words in the scripture mean the same thing every day. Don't try to get anything new. Oh! Paul just discovered that he wants to know Christ after 35 years of ministry. Paul wants to know Christ. Hallelujah. Now, it says now concerning spirituals. I mean, everything we're going to be looking at from the scriptures has always been there. I hear me ask, it has always been there. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Concerning scripture, let's go through the scripture. Let's go through from chapter 1. You know, the Bible wasn't written in chapters. I've told you that. And verses. Hallelujah. It was a letter. Hallelujah. So let's go. Hallelujah. Sheesh. Concerning spiritual, let's look at all the places he pointed out to things of the spirit. It will help us really. I said the word spiritual means pneumaticus, it means spiritual things. Negating anything carnal. Hallelujah. You know, when we were still in the pews, we think anything that is carnal has got to do with everything that is evil.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have to. There's only who has that mindset. Carnal. Say like that. Kana, demon.
No. Hallelujah. Kana means anything that is not in the realms of the spirit. Hallelujah. It's Kana. This cloth is Kana. So because it is Kana, I should not wear it. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, pneumaticals. Now, concerning spiritual things. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2. Are you there? Let's start from verse 10. Okay. From verse 8. What am I reading? Okay. Which none of the rulers of this age knew? Had they known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Remember this? Go back to the Old Testament, you see it here. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, that is in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. Now he said, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. You see, in those days it was mystery. Now it's no longer a mystery. Hallelujah. So don't quote it anywhere. God has us. I am not saying. No. Hey, God has revealed them to us by his spirit. Hallelujah. For the spirit, now, by his spirit, pneuma. Spirit, yeah, it means pneuma. Hallelujah. Pneuma is used for spirit, wind, breath. Do you understand this? Spirit, wind, breath. Any spirit, whether holy, unholy, evil, unevil. Hallelujah. 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 But he has revealed them to us three spirits. Yeah, but the spirit searches all things. Now we know what spirit is talking about. His spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. What man knows the things of a man, save the man, except the spirit of the man which is in him. He said, even so, no man knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we have not received the spirit of this world, but we receive the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God. Hallelujah. 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 Did you see that? We have received the spirit of God. Glory, hallelujah. This is who we are. We want to get born again. You didn't give God anything, you received from him. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, now the Spirit makes known to us the things which are fully given to us of God. Okay, let's go ahead. I'll just show us verses that talk about pneumaticals. Chapter 3, verse 1. He said, but brother, I could not speak to you as unto spiritual people, but as unto carnal, as unto babes, nephews in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, they were not skillful in spiritual things. Hallelujah. Verses 9, 2, he spoke about spirits, about spirituals. Hallelujah. Chapter 9, sorry, verse 11. Chapter 9, verse 11. Chapter 9, verse 11. Chapter 10, verse 3, which is close to where we are reading. Verse 3 and verse 4. He spoke about spiritual. Hallelujah. The word pneumaticus was used. Chapter 14, verse 1. spiritual. Talks about spiritual gifts. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Who is the believer? Who is the believer? First of all, the believer.
First of all, let's understand who man is. Who is the believer? Man, first of all, is not a composition of spirit, soul, and body. No. Man is not a composition of spirit, soul, and body. Man is a spirit. That has a soul and lives in the body, right?
Hallelujah. Now, who is the believer? Let's know who the believer is. John chapter 1. I love how John started his own. He's telling us who the believer is. Hallelujah. Now, John chapter 1, verses 12. Say, but as many has received him. Hallelujah. As many as received him, I have to be a bit fast, so I can beat time. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Did you understand that?
The child of God is not born of the flesh. I love that. Chapter 3 shows us something. When he was talking to Nicodemus, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Do you understand me? And which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So we are not of the flesh.
Hallelujah. The man who is born again has got no connection with the flesh. He's a spirit being. Hallelujah. He's born of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
So you have to understand that. So a child of God is born of the Spirit. It doesn't matter how you want to think it. It doesn't matter how you want to reason it. You are born of the Spirit. Do you understand me? If your mind thinks otherwise, the scripture is more than your mind. Hallelujah. You're born of the Spirit. In fact, look at verse 7 of chapter 3. Into verse 8. He said, do not marvel, I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound thereof, and cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that the journey to with the harlot is one body. One body. Hallelujah. It says that the journey with the Lord is what? One spirit. Meaning we have him. We don't have a different spirit from him. We are one with him. Hallelujah. Just to write that. If we have the same spirit. This is the Lord is the same spirit. No, he says we have one spirit. Hallelujah. We have one spirit with him. Hallelujah. Meaning hallelujah. We don't have different, the spirit doesn't look alike, it's one. Hallelujah. Okay, here is how we read it. It says, to be joined with the harlot is one body. It says, to be joined with the Lord is one with him. Hallelujah. So we are one with him. Hallelujah.
We are one with him. One. Koba shata la mande. That is wonderful. That is like one of the lovely scriptures I like to read. One with him, inseparable. Hallelujah. But one with him. No wonder. Paul writing to them, he says, even man being Christ is a new creation. This man is not like the man in the flesh. No, the old things are passed away. The flesh sits. Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you what one of my friends did.
At the point in the church, Yazba, he taught some people have that same kind of logic, this kind of message. Hallelujah. Now, he's one with him. Do you understand me? Now, he said, if I'm not being Christ, a new creation, all things are gone. All things are gone, are passed away. They're beyond all things. And you see, you're born of the Spirit. See, all things are new. You are the man in the Spirit. Now, he calls the little guy, some people now came and said, okay, since you said so, therefore know we no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you say we are born of the Spirit, therefore we should stop celebrating our physical baby and start celebrating spiritual baby. Hallelujah.
That is sense is ruling. Hallelujah. Do you understand? But whatever that is, we are born of the Spirit, right? Romans chapter 8. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 through chapter 8, verses 8 through verses 9. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 through 9. Okay. It says, so those that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. He says, Paul quickly has to cut this short for them. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. You need to know for this. But you are not in the flesh, but what? But in the spirit. He said, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, does the spirit of God dwell in us? How? By faith, hallelujah. It dwells in us, hallelujah. You understand that? It dwells in us. Glory, hallelujah. So, the believer is one who is born of the Spirit. Let's look at something. There's something I want to show us. Verses 14. Okay, let's just read down. Say, and if Christ is in you, say the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life. Hallelujah. The Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, He who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. Verse 12. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. I mean, we are debtors not to the flesh. Meaning, we don't owe all. Hallelujah. We are debtors not to the flesh. We live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds, the one for this is the one agon, of the body, you will live. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see this? As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Woo! Glory to God. Over the years,
I said the Bible doesn't mean anything new today that it didn't mean yesterday. Hallelujah. You know,
but yes, with the explanation of some people, some people say, that means and most times it's common sense in that room when we want to interpret the Bible this way, which I have actually made that blunder severally. Thank God I've corrected myself. See, as many as I led by the Spirit of God. Now he says, if this, look at the church today, some people are doing this and doing that. It means that if God was leading everybody, that means God has got everything into his mess. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Yeah. I support that. I support that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's look at something here. Now, because of that, we now say, as men are led up, I say, are the sons of God. The word for sons is the word heos. Heos means matured. Can we look at the scriptures? Hallelujah. Now, it says, as many that are led by the Spirit. The word for led in the Greek is called ago. 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 It means to bear. It means to bring along. It means to lead or to carry. Number one, it means to bear, to bring along, or to bring forth. Bring along or bring forth. In the past, it is used to, like when you use the word broth. We'll look at scriptures that talk about that. Because it's used 76 times in the New Testament Greek. To lead, to carry. Now, there's another close word that most times we can use it to understand what ago means. The other close word is agoge. Agoge. A-G-O-G-E. Now, agoge in Old Testament Greek, New Testament Greek, means To bring up. Gay means up. Do you understand? To bring up. Do you understand that? Agoge. Now, the word ago means to bring. Gay means up. Another word that is also close is katago. Katago. K-A-T-A-G-O. It means to bring down. Do you understand? Remember I showed us last week when we were talking about from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 18. It says, "What we with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, we are metamorphosed, we are changed," right? Remember I spoke about the word for mirror used, the glass that was used, right? Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Now, katago is a similar word that means to bring down. So it gives us a clue about what Paul was communicating here. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, look at the verse before. Look at the verse after. Let's read the verse before to the verse after. So we understand what Paul was trying to talk about. Now he says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you would live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba Father. So the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to understand this. Now, also, other ways of knowing what the scripture means is if you look at the scripture from other texts that it was used, a word from other texts it was used. Right? Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Acts 5:21, the word ago. Romans 5:26 and 27. Let's journey to Acts 5:21. Let's look at that word there. Look at, then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 2. Acts of Apostles chapter 5, let's look at verse 21. Let's look at how the word was used. Now he says, "And when they heard that they entered the temple early in the morning and taught, but the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought." He was talking about how something happened in the prison, do you understand me? And the apostles were freed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, after that, now the council, listen to what happened. The council asked them to go and bring those guys from the prison. Now, the word used there is the word brought and sent to the prison to have them brought. The word brought is the word ago, to bring. Do you understand me? To bring something. Do you understand? But let's look at verse 21. I just read verse 21, sorry. Let's look at verse 26. "And the captain went with the officers and brought them." The same word ago was used. So all through that scripture, ago was used for bringing somebody. To bring somebody forth. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. First Corinthians 12 verse 2. Galatians 5:18. Let's get down the text. Galatians 5:18. First Thessalonians 5:14. Hebrews 2:10. Hallelujah. Look at Galatians 5:18, first of all. Are you there? Chapter 5 verse 18, it says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Stop. What does Paul communicate? We just finished talking about the law. Yeah. No, what was he communicating? If you are led, meaning, listen, a child of God, that is a, does it mean a believer? Listen, does it mean a believer? Remember I said do not take his scripture out of context. I'm not taking it out of context because I know what he was talking about. Do you understand me? Now does it mean that if a believer is not led by the Spirit of God, he's walking, he's producing he's walking, not a believer can walk in the flesh. Right? Do you believe that? Now does it mean the believer is under the law? No. So if you take this out of this, you say any believer that is not led by the Spirit, is under the law, right? But if you go back and study well, you discover what Paul was communicating. He says, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now let's talk about verse 16. Then I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word for fulfill is the word telio, which means to discharge the works of the flesh. Hallelujah. Therefore, the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word to be led by the Spirit is the word agor. It's the word to bring forth. Once you're born again, you're not under the law. Remember, when one is turned to the law, to the Lord, what happens? The veil is taken away. Do you understand me? And to be turned to the Lord means you are born of Him. Do you understand that? Okay, let's look at the Hebrew word for bring. It's the word Yabal. Look at Isaiah 53 verse 7. Yabal. Isaiah 53 7. Yabal 53 verse 7. No, what we are reading here is a quotation from 1 Thessalonians. Why I went down there is the quotation from, I guess it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 14. Now, look at what it said, chapter 53 verse 7. It said, he was oppressed and was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He was led as the lamb to the slaughter. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before a shearer is silent, he opened not his mouth. Now, the word Yabal, in Hebrew, which is what was transliterated to agor in Greek, please, I need your attention here, is used one to not just to bring, listen, it's used not just to bring, but also it can be used
It's used not just to lead. Used to lead some people into a battle.
I will have several words for that in Job 10:19, Job 21, Isaiah 18:7, and Jeremiah 11:19, 31:9. Do you understand me? Now, it also means to bring forth something.
Now, this is not necessarily from the whole world. Do you understand me?
But you are bringing forth something. Do you understand that? Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, now when we talk about the one that comes from your bowel, let's talk about the word Ba, the son of. Do you understand that? That's the word in Hebrew, Ba, the son of. Hallelujah. I mean, is it Ba or Ben? Ben. Yes, Adam Ben God. Hallelujah. Adam, son of God. Yeah, hallelujah. Very important. Okay, hallelujah. Now we'll go ahead. Now, the believer is a spirit. Now, where we were reading from, that brought us there is Romans, right? As many as are led by the Spirit. Now, as many as are led by the Spirit, are God by the Spirit. Now, you can use the word there as many as are brought by the Spirit. At the heels of God. Heels. Now, there's another word that actually has been misrepresented the same way the word logos and rhema have been misrepresented over the years. You know, years back before I asked somebody, what is logos? Paper writing. Rhema, words. Hallelujah. It's misrepresented. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Now we understand deeper truth of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Somebody said, oh, logos killer. How now? Hallelujah. How now? Well, the Bible says the logos is living and active. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand this stuff? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. Glory, hallelujah. So, the word heals is another word that comes to mind at it's a word that means, you know, they say Jesus is a mature Christian. But when I ran through the whole time Jesus was used in the Bible, I began to discover some things that were not really told us years back. Do you understand me? Now, Jesus doesn't necessarily mean when somebody is really, really mature. Though it means that in a way, in a sense, but not all of it. Do you understand me? In fact, there are points in the scripture where John, in the epistle of John, all his epistle, he refused to call any man by the name Heals. He rather used the word techno. Do you understand me? Rather used the word techno, and he reserved the name Heals for God, for Jesus, the Son of God. That's the only point he uses Heals. But for every other person, if you're talking about man, he used the word techno. Do you understand me? But he didn't want to use the word heals. He used it only for God. For Jesus and God. Do you understand me? For Jesus, the Son of God. Do you understand me? Are you understanding me? Now, heals means H-U-I-O-S. It means, listen, it means one who is, you know what, somebody is a kinsman. Maybe that will help us a bit. A kinsman. Now, it's in that direction. A kinsman. Or it relates to, it's a relationship between offspring and parents. Heos is used. If you read the scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, where he says, whom the father loved, the son whom the father loved, he also chastises, right? He also corrects. Do you understand me? He used the word son. Heals. Do you understand that? You know, some people say, oh, it's when you have come of age. When you're not big, your father will not flog you again. Oh, so funny. Hallelujah. 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 It's quite funny, but it's just good to begin to know this truth. So Heals is yet a matured believer. But if you tag it like that alone, You might be losing the real meaning. Do you understand me? He used to show offspring between the relationship between God and his children. Offspring between the father and children. Do you understand me? Let's look at that Hebrews chapter 12. That maybe we'll understand that better. And Galatians chapter 4. We'll look at it very well. Are we together? So Galatians, in Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at Hebrews 12 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 8. Now, I have a lot of whatever here, but I will just go ahead. Now, if you are without chastening, you know, chastening, some people, those days, I don't want to get here. You know I don't want to get here? Yeah! It's actually. In fact, I have heard somebody teach this part, I think, God uses Kovoko on his children. Because they're with you. With him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now he says the word chastening here means correction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He corrects us with his words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Corrects us with his words. I'm not going to look at that today. Hallelujah. Look at verse 8. He says, but if you are without chastening, of which all of us have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Did you see that? Huh? He said, if you are without chastening, you are becoming illegitimate. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what that means? Do you think it's got anything to do with matured or babe? Does it have anything to do with matured or babe? I don't think it has anything to do with babe here. Because if you actually dissect it from verses 5, through verses 8, you discover that the chastening is talking about, the discussion is talking about, was actually correction with words. And you'll be amazed. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 to 12 was where he was quoting from. Do you understand me? Now, if you read it very well, especially from, remember what I told you in the other session. I spoke about the law of first use, right? Now, we'll go back to where it was used first. Look at the Hebrew word. You discover that he's talking about, if you read it before and after, he's talking about words of mouth for correction. And here, God corrects us from the office of his word. From his word. Hallelujah. It's not weeping. So, if you want to tell me some people are too small to receive correction from the word? Even while the Galatian church received babes going back to circumcision, Paul came to them with the word of God. Yes, now. Remember, doctrine. The scripture is dealing for doctrine for reproof. Reproof for what? Correction. Hallelujah. Correction. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? For correction. So it's very important. It's part of the things the word of God does to correct us. And hallelujah. Now where you know, sometimes you become, some people see the truth and they want to keep telling the lie. Turn around and say the truth. Hallelujah. The fact that a lie has been on the show for donkey years doesn't make it the truth. Right? I've always said that. Hallelujah. And I believe that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Now as many as are led up by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now another word used. Let's look at what, how Paul used those two words. Paul used two words at the same time. And I'm like, man, Paul is wonderful, man. Hallelujah, I love Paul. Now look at what he used. Verses 14, right? Romans 8. Right? It says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay. Go down to verses 17. Okay, no, verse 16. It says the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See that word? The word children there is the word technons. Hallelujah. Eh? Technos. Now, Saul's technos. Do you understand me? Now, what is technos? If you read the scripture, you discover, you discover from scriptures that technos is used for majorly, like call it biological children, or technos talk about the fact, signify the fact of birth. That should be good to explain it, because if I use the word biological, you might be having some thoughts in your brain. Okay, this, that, that. Do you understand me? But it talks about the fact of birth. Do you understand me? It talks about the fact of birth. He just tells you, oh, I'm a son of this. I'm a kinsman of this. Do you understand me? I'm this person. But the fact of birth is shown in what? Technos. Do you understand me? Now, when you begin to talk about that, it's not about that we are children. Now, we'll go to the fact. God gave birth to us. Fact. Do you understand me? Fact of the birth. Do you understand me? That was better. Or you use the word, when you talk about offspring. Eh? Offspring born. That should be better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wonderful. You find that in Colossians 4:28 also, and there are several other scriptures that talks about technon. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Especially the writings of John. Don't worry, we'll have time to talk about it. I'm actually preparing for it. We'll be having a teaching titled The Sons of God. So we'll look at everything holistically. Look at it, we'll break it down from verses to chapters. You understand me? This is because of what we are doing today. We're talking about the spirituals, right? Now the child of God is born of God. The child of God is not trying to be spiritual. You know, some people are thinking this thing is stone, switch on and switch off. Hey, switch to spiritual. Some people think he's switching. Now switch to Kana. Chelsea ball. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Glory to God. So when they hear you talk about Yabin Asna, you say, it's a Kana guy. Very canaria, switch to spiritual.
Well, if you are supporting us, you are kind of peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is not a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to the blues. Hallelujah. Okay. Spiritual. Okay. No problem. Hallelujah. No problem. But the way is in blue. Abi, if you don't go through blue, you don't pass the sky. Hallelujah. Okay, let's come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So some people think you just switch. You can switch out. I'm switching. No, the child of God is spiritual. Some people are like, okay, let's be in the spirit. Everybody, let's go get quiet.
Being in the spirit is being quiet.
Hallelujah. So you know, like a year ago, I was in a place and somebody said, let's be in the spirit. I was like, how else do you want me to be? I just said it in my spirit. I'm spiritual already. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We don't switch off and switch on. We are there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go back home. Yeah? I don't know how to talk like this. Okay. 1 Corinthians back. Concerning spirituals, right? Oh my God. I want to show you also a lot of things, but I'm looking at the time. So, but you see, if you read that Romans very well, it tells us something. It says we should, it tells us who we are, and tells us to be spiritually minded. You know, that is very important. When you talk about being spiritually minded, it means set your gaze on Him. Set your gaze on who you are. Hallelujah. Now look at what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5. Okay? Spiritual. Verse 17, he said, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which, or when it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. He tells us, he says, be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be constantly full. No, the word there is, not just the filling, is be constantly filled with the Spirit. You understand? Constantly. Meaning, 24 hours of the day, every, just, you understand me? And how do we do that? Set our gaze on Him. Hallelujah. Be mindful of who we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm blessed. My fellow Chelsea brother is here.
We are going to heaven.
Hallelujah. You see, I have a witness in the house. Two or three witnesses. Show me your house now. I have a Chelsea. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. You're welcome, Pastor Sergio. Hallelujah. Now he says, not be drunk with wine when he's there, but be filled with the Spirit. Did you see this? Now the believer has become. The believer is not trying to be. The believer is spiritual. Now the Spirit has, now he says, be continually filled with the Spirit. Now how would you know? He says, speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and the spiritual song. Did you see choristers here? I don't think I saw choristers. I'm looking for choristers. I thought I saw choristers should be speaking. No, he says, speaking to one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In psalms and in hymns and a spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is who we are. Glory, hallelujah. Paul said, concerning spiritual, I don't want you to be ignorant. Hallelujah. I was in the service of one of my mentors lately, and he said something wonderful. He said, one way you know you are filled with the Spirit consistently, that joy overflows. You laugh, hallelujah. You laugh, joy overflows. You rejoice, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns. Oh, hallelujah. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns, in spiritual songs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Songs that are bitten out of the Spirit. You understand? The songs just come. Oh, God, I'm a shout, hallelujah. You sing them out. Hallelujah. That's how we get songs, so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sang songs today. Lord, your glory fill this atmosphere. And as we sing, these are songs of the Spirit. They didn't come from, hallelujah. They didn't come from outside. They came from within. Hallelujah. 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 So a believer can see in the New Testament, listen, in the New Testament, because in the Old Testament they had people who sang songs, right? They had people, they had it. But in the New Testament it was not given. Every believer becomes a singer. Hallelujah. Why? Because the spirit of the believer is a singing spirit. You need to understand that. He's a singing spirit. So don't wait for somebody to come give you a song. You can bet out songs from your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It comes out. Hallelujah. Some people want to keep attending, Hallelujah 360. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Concerts. No. You can also make dreams. Hallelujah. You see, that ministry of choristers ended in the Old Testament. I noticed one day on my Facebook status or my WhatsApp status, oh my God, some people came after me. There are some things that when I write there, some people come after me. I'm like, for what now? Hallelujah. We'll see those things. While we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we'll see them clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll see them clearly. And I'm amazed. Hallelujah. I'm amazed. Like Pastor Chris Oyakhilome will say, I'm perturbed. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Well, it's just the truth. It's just the truth. We don't just open our mouth to sing. Colossians chapter 3. Just want to show you things. I'm just going to touch lightly. I know we have a message on it, but wisdom and thoughts on it. Colossians chapter 3. So I'll just touch them. I'll move ahead. Chapter 3, verse 16. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, in all Sophia. Hallelujah. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. Did you see that? In what? In psalms. Did you see it coming as teaching or song? No. In psalms and in hymns. And in what? Spiritual songs, songs gathered out of the Spirit, hallelujah. He says, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the child of God can receive songs, hallelujah. We're going to receive a lot today. Hallelujah. This is a believer's meeting. This is a believer's garden. We're going to receive a lot today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in a meeting of believers, that was last month at Sona. And those guys had a wonderful song. By the Spirit, they sang the song, we DJ the move of the Spirit, right? We DJ the move of the Spirit, sang in Spirit, the song. I love that song, hallelujah. 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 We direct, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get some from the Spirit. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay, let's look at something else. The Spirit of the believer is a singing spirit. He will just set over us with what? Let me know those who know the scriptures. I am not talking to you. Let me know those who know the scripture. He rejoiced over us with what? With singing. Hallelujah. Even God himself. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I mean chapter 12. I have to. Chapter 12. Again. Now concerning spirituals. Now, and I said the King James had to help us put gifts because of what precedes, right? Now, let's look at gifts. What is gift? The word for gift is the word charisma. Charisma in the Greek. It means charisma. You find same in Romans 1:11, Romans 5:15-16, Romans 6:23. I come again, Romans 1:11, Romans 5:16. I mean 15-16, sorry. Romans 6:23. Remember Romans 6:23? What is it? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of the Spirit is what? Then why would somebody say God kills and God gives and God takes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So funny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, chapter 11, verse 29, chapter 12, verse 6. Okay. Now, gift means charisma. Let's look at how we use gift in 1 Corinthians. In this same 1 Corinthians, in the writing. Remember I said it's not written in chapters and verses. It's written in paragraphs. Right? Do you write letters and chapters? I don't think Mrs. Ekanem taught me that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She didn't teach me that. Hallelujah. Mrs. Ekanem is my English teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Let's look at, because it tells you that this is a letter. Right? So therefore, they are all together. Chapter 1, verses 4. Now, let's be. He says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Jesus Christ, by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance and all knowledge. Oh, Kaboshat Alamadi. Do you see this? This is not what I'm going to, but I just get excited when I get to see things like this. Hallelujah. That the word here is, you were enriched, is the word plotizo. Hallelujah. You were enriched. Plotizo. It means to be richly endowed. Hallelujah. You are enriched, to be rich. Hallelujah. Meaning lacking nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, can I move ahead? That you are enriched in everything by Him, in all utterance, in all knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6, even as the testament of Christ was confirmed in you. Verse 7, very important. That you come short in no gift. Stop. You come short in no gift. You come short. Look at what Paul's mindset toward them was, or his prayer toward them, that they come short in no gift. Do you see that? Now the word for come short is the word to, okay, osterio. It means to come behind, or to lack, or to be inferior concerning something. It's spelled H-U, okay, U-S-T-E-R-E-O, that is better, better pronounced, H-U-S-T-E-R-E-O, H-U-S-T-E-R-E-O. It means to come behind, or to lack, or to be inferior. Now, Paul is telling them he doesn't want them to lack spiritual gifts. He doesn't want them to come behind. He doesn't want them to be inferior, meaning not to be educated, not to be, you know what I mean? Not to be educated or not to, I mean, he doesn't want them to lack spiritual gifts or the idea about spiritual gifts. Do not come behind in any of these spiritual gifts. Are you listening to me? Listen, I said, consistency is very important as you study the scripture, right? Right? Because truth is revealed in consistency, right? Now let's look at it again. Say that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation. The word revelation is the word apocalypse, which is apo means to uncover, right? Right? Okay, apocalypse. And waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the word used. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that you come short in no gift. See, that's why he says you come short in no gift. Meaning you don't lack any gift. Not to lack. Hallelujah. You see what is used, which is a usterios, that you further understand and do your partner study, in 1 Corinthians 8:8. It's used in 1 Corinthians 8:8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8. It says, but food does not commend us to God. For neither if we eat, are we better? Nor if we do not eat, are we worse? Hallelujah. 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 Chapter 12, verse 24, Philemon 4, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 9. Verse 5, verse 9. Philippians. Philemon is just one chapter now. Philippians 4:12. Sorry if I said Philemon. Philippians 4:12. 2 Corinthians 11:5 and 9. 2 Corinthians 12:11. Hebrews 4:1. Now he said, therefore, since the promise remain of entering his rest, let us see at least any of you seem to come short of it. Do you understand me? Come behind of it. Now you don't lack the knowledge about it. Hallelujah. That's Hebrews 4:1. Hebrews 11:37. Hebrews 11:37. chapter 12, verse 15. Hebrews 12, 15. Say, looking carefully, lest any one of you fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble and by any means become defiled. Please don't pick out a scripture out of context. Read it in line, in context. Hallelujah. I'm saying it or I'm singing it. Hallelujah. Luke in his writing wrote it, used it in Luke 22 verse 35, Mark 10:21. You can use that to further study on that topic. So, what was Mark 10:21. He said, then Jesus looked at him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack, go away, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. Jesus said, one thing you lack, hallelujah, then take up your cross and follow me. Take up the cross. He didn't take up your cross. Take up the cross and follow me. And the guy went on his way. Hallelujah. Meaning he really lacked it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He really lacked it. Hallelujah. Can we move ahead? So, gift, as I said, is charisma, right? I said enriched means plotizo. You find that meaning to be wealthy. You say you are enriched in everything, wealthy. You find that in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 10, 9 verse 11. Please take note of that. Hallelujah. You are enriched. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's go ahead. Now look at what Paul was communicating to them, that they don't come short in any gift, meaning they should not lack any gift. Take note of what Paul is telling them. Paul is telling them something very important. You should not lack any gift. And his purpose, his mindset towards them, you shouldn't lack any gift. Hallelujah. So he comes and he educates them on what the gifts were. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody should give me his phone. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's go ahead. Now, Paul's mindset of Paul's prayer for them is that they don't come short in any gift. Do you understand me? They don't come short in any gift at all. Very important. Because we'll get to see where that is useful. Hallelujah. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, as the King James put, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Right? He said now, verse 2, says, you know that you were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, verse 3, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit called Jesus accursed. Do you understand that? No man speaking by the Spirit called Jesus accursed. The word for accursed is the word anathema. The word for accursed. Anathema means, it's a big word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, no one called Jesus accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at this right now. Remember Peter when he said, when Jesus asked them, who do men say I am? You remember Peter's response? Thou art who? Christ the what? That is the Rhema. That is the Rhema. Perfect. Hallelujah. That is the word. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Jesus replied and said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but what by the Spirit? Now, remember, look at what Paul is writing. Consistency. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one said that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, he said, no one speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. And, you see, anybody, the word calls Jesus accursed is this. Anyone who doesn't believe the message of the gospel, I have to say like that. Anyone who doesn't believe the message of the gospel is calling him accursed. Do you understand me? Yes. Meaning he died on his own. Hallelujah. When you don't receive the message of the gospel, that's what you're saying. I'll tell you something. Now, okay. There are some people who, they are believers. But they struggle to accept the truth. You're telling them the truth. You are telling them the truth. You are showing them the truth. They don't, their own belief, their own point does not have scripture. Like, for example, I was reading one of the books by Kenneth Higgins. He said he was in the church, he met the pastor. I mean, the pastor of the church. So after study, they were in the pastorage, and the pastor was trying to quote some things from the scripture. And, you know, he said if you quote one, Kenneth Hagin would counter him and show him several scriptures. And the guy would say, okay, show me where your own is. Actually, it's in the book. Hallelujah. He now said something. He said, actually, it's not everything. It's not everything. Now, that is where people begin to walk in error. It's not everything that is in the Bible. That is where people begin to walk in error. So people have beliefs that are wrong in their life. They don't have beliefs that they adapt to. And it doesn't have any scriptural basis. And you get to show them, you know what this is. But if I say, okay, show me where smoking is inside the Bible. And it becomes absurd. Do you understand? Somebody has once argued and said, okay. You know, when you're in the hotel, you hear several nonsense in school. So, okay, show me where there's smoking inside the Bible. And you know, you're just talking to people who have carried stone and blocked their ears. Hallelujah. And it's funny. These people have Christian bringing, upbringing. Do you understand me? No man by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. Somebody comes and says, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Remember what Moses did, Daddy? Which I showed us earlier what Moses did. Yeah? He wrote something, said, thus saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Do you understand me? Thus saith the Lord. Do you know, fear the Lord? My son. My son. Jesus only spent 2 days, four hours in the grave. He did not get to heaven. Hallelujah. Even this day is very easy to deceive people. You know how? Wear good clothes. Wear good blazer. Wear good clothes. Put big chain on your neck like a dog. You understand? Big chain, a half cross. Carry big Bible. Stand in the church. Build a podium. Just stand and sit and just gather people. Just tell people, come and receive miracle. Deliverance from satanic fatherism. Yes, man, fatherism course. Deliverance! from the father, from the mother's side. You don't know. Somebody, God saved his life. I saw that on Facebook. Somebody, God saved his life from an accident a year ago. He came after 1 year and was saying, God saved my life from the curse in my father's house. I saw that I was laughing. I said this one. I said, hey. He said, God, or my father, come on. Must we bring to be born again is see. I don't know. Hallelujah. He just said, if you don't tell people, there's a, because every, he just said, if you don't tell one person, you have a problem. Once you have a problem. I see that problem is on your father's place. That's who will come to your church. Because it is generic. Everybody has a problem. Hallelujah. You understand? Very easy. And people will just troop the church. Now saying, if I brought a CD home one time, I should have just been watching my cartoon. I like cartoons. But I've just been watching my cartoon in peace. I don't know, okay, play the message. I will not call the name of the pastor. Jehovah. For 2 hours, 30 minutes. Well, you know, the guy to be giving us a Zegif. We are dealing with the foundation of the fathers. For 2 hours. Our people were sitting down. And I remember the scripture. Men will not enjoy sound doctrine. You understand me? It's not very easy to deceive people, and people just gather. Anything here, Jesus is Junior God. Carry, you will now be posting it on your Instagram. Jesus is Junior God, Second God. Jesus Christ. Not all who call themselves apostles are apostles. Hallelujah. I didn't mention anybody's name. Did I say anything? Hallelujah. Now we'll go ahead. Some people will just be a doctor. And they are teaching the Bible. Just know they are about to doctor your life. Hallelujah. Just doctor your life in. The way they will just pull the string. Even you say you will not know how you enter. You just admit it. So it's my grandfather. Even in the Old Testament, it was dealt in the Old Testament. The father cannot eat the grave. And it affects the seed of the children. It was dealt in the Old Testament. It's still bringing it to this day. Ah! You understand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's move ahead. Now, no man speaking by the Spirit calls God, calls Jesus accursed. No one can say he's Lord except by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. He said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Please take note of the word diversities. Take note of the word the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, he said there are differences of ministries. Talks about ministerial gifts. You read towards verses 26, 27, so they spoke about that. Now, he says, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities. The word there is the word operation in some scriptures. Diversities of operation. Then he said what? And what was? Okay. But it's the same God who works all in all. Hallelujah. Goes ahead. Say, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Stop. Now, take note of the word. I told you to take note of the word diversity and spirit. Hallelujah. And then, before I say anything here, let's go back to chapter 1. Now, understand what Paul said in chapter 1 first. Our understanding of what Paul said in chapter 1 first will help us a whole lot. A whole lot more. Chapter 1, verse 7 again. So you come short in no gifts. You come short in no gifts. Let's go back. Please, let this be in your spirit as we move. That's hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I said there are differences of ministry. Okay. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for manifestation is the word phanerosis. 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 It means bestowment. Manifestation, bestowment. Bestowment. Now, can we read that in that light? But the bestowment, the same word is used in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Okay, it says, but the bestowment of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. He didn't say lifting. He didn't say the showing forth of the Spirit. Because, you know, that is what manifestation means to some people. Evolving, drama is evolving. Jonathan, now manifestation. The showing forth of the Spirit. No, say the bestowment. The Holy Spirit in you. Jonathan, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Is given to what? Each and every one of us will profit. Hallelujah. The word for of all is not in the original. Hallelujah. For what? For the profit. Very important. This verse that precedes the next verse must be taken with all importance. Hallelujah. Because some people have been reading several things into the scripture. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay. Should be able to run the other side. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's run through them. It says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Stop. And I just want to pantry it for a reason. That you will all get it all through. You know, come back and you will do the talk. First of all, Paul has told us we shouldn't lack in any gift. Right? Right? That is one test. Now number two, he told us the bestowment of the Spirit in us. It's a what? Profit. Right? It's a profit. So, now, we've got these two settled in our spirit. Right? Good. When it talks about, I don't just want to jump. I want to take it one after the other. Can a believer have the whole gift in manifestation in his life? Emphatically, yes. Should be. The believer should. Do you understand me? Yes, very important. I'm one of those very few people that talk, that believe this, and I believe it so much with my life. And I'm going to give scriptures to back this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Should I say I believe it, or should I say that's what the Bible teaches? I'm going to look at it from the scriptures together. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's look at what he said. Chapter 12, verses 4. He said there are diversities of gifts, Now, the word diversity does not mean, listen, you know, number one, in there is no purer in a charisma. But in the way in which it is rendered, you can know if there is pure, if the gift is a purer or not. But originally, there is no purer in charisma. There is no purer in charisma. Are we fine with it? Now, in the usage, you know, now I said there are diversities of gifts. Now, the word diversity of gifts does not mean giving differently. It means there are different kinds of gifts. Now, remember, Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant about the gifts. So, he's going to call, mention the names of the gifts. Example, there are different kinds of detergents. There are diversities of detergents, right? But it doesn't mean one person cannot have all in his house or in his store. Please permit, as I always say, permit my illustration. They might not really be 100% right. But at least I'm trying to drive home something. Do you understand me? Permit it. Now, somebody has their different detergents. Omo. You are gonna be just where to call all of them Omo. So today their detergents, right? Have Omo, Clean, Area, Sunlight, Mama Good, Mama Bad, everything together. Hallelujah. Now all these things are detergents, right? Now, there are diversities of detergents. Generally, there are diversities of gifts. But what happened? He said there are different, but he says on the same, but the same God works all in all. Now when he talks about, for to one is given the word of wisdom. Now when you look at to one, it doesn't mean, listen to this, it doesn't mean to this person. No. Hallelujah. Shall I explain? Because part of those gifts, you see, and where people throw spanner into their wheel, is very simple. They throw spanner into their wheel, and they scatter their wheel. How? Those people who think they are, you know, they call themselves the Pentecostal, they believe in speaking in tongues, they don't believe in some of them, not all. Yes, Olorun. Hallelujah. They don't believe in, they'll tell you, it's some people. Oh yeah, they tell everybody should speak in tongues, right? But, Hallelujah. They are the ones throwing spanner into their wheel by themselves. They're not contradicting themselves. Do you understand me? Now, there are several people like that. They say everybody should speak in tongues, but not everybody should prophesy. Hallelujah. I don't ask myself, what is prophesying, what is speaking in tongues? Do you understand me? They're huge. Oh, everybody should exhibit them, but if nobody... But Jesus Christ said, these signs are completed, I believe they will speak in other tongues, right? He said they will cast out demons. They will heal the sick, right? He's here too now. The one is given the gift of healing, meaning some don't have gift of healing. Paul wasn't saying anything different from what the master has said. But, you know, we read it our own way. Somebody, I've listened to somebody who illustrated it like this. I believe his own illustration is better off for us to use. For example, permit me to have this. Let's just call it like this. For example, no, Mama, Mr. Shuaga will help me. Oh man, I'm just calling my school teacher's name. You know what it said is? Aha! It said, you know what it said? I don't forget to set, Abby. Before some people will use their government school, so you have my own. Okay. Now, set. Now, you know what a super set is? A super set. I hope you don't go to Cuba. Hallelujah. You know what a super set is? So, now, look at a set. Every set is contained under what? Please, take notes. Please, permit me. You might go home and start using analogy with your brain. My analogy might not be 100% right. I know some people do it, set to go and be drawing. But the man said, so therefore, okay. Please. Now, a superset, just look at the concept in which I'm using it. Now, a superset, every or a universal set, every set or every subset is contained in the universal set, right? Now, all these gifts are contained where? In the universal set, which is the Holy Spirit that has been bestowed on us. Do you understand me? Ephesians 1, it shows us that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, bestowed. Hallelujah, we've been bestowed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Do you understand me? Now, it's the Holy Spirit that administered this gift to us, right? 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 Yes. Now, these gifts are contained in the superset. And we've not received the Holy Spirit in half. John chapter 1, it says, you say, of his fullness have we all received. Hallelujah. Grace for grace. Hallelujah. 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 So, now, the Holy Spirit is what we have in full, complete. Pastor Chris, the complete Spirit of God, the seventh Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful material. You can read it also. Hallelujah. Yeah? Hallelujah. Now, can we go ahead? Can we move ahead a bit? Eh? Can we move ahead a bit? Okay. Now, when it talks about to one is given, it's not meaning to one person. Do you understand me? To one person. To another person. Another person. Talking about how they were exhibiting it. Do you understand me? But it's the same story. It doesn't mean this person that is prophesying cannot speak with tongues. Do you understand me? But to really show the kind of detergent. To really show the kind of detergent. So, show your hand 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what you need to know. Because Paul is telling them, you don't need to be ignorant about this. And I'm going to show you some other scriptures that really portrays this very well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, it is the earnest expectation of God wants us to exhibit the gift of the Spirit. We have to. Hallelujah. We have to exhibit the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't ever throw spanner into your wheel. Everybody should speak in tongues, but not everybody should have word of wisdom. Not everybody could see vision. Don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, you've gone past that level. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go ahead. Say, for to one is given the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. These nine gifts listed out here, Kenneth Hagin's divided it into three. In his book that I said I read, he divided it into, first of all, the revelational gift, the power gift, and the utterance gift. Revelation gift, he calls it the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, and the gift of the discernment of spirit. Right, go and call it. Of the discerning of spirit. There's nothing like gift of discernment. Do you understand? Gift of the discerning of spirit. Okay? Or the discerning of spirit. Okay? Another one, we have the utterance gift. Okay, before we get to utterance. Okay, no, before we get to our chance, we have the power gift. Talk about the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, and the gift of healing. Power gift. After which have the utterance gift. Talk about the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, the gift of interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Now, we've gotten this. I'm not going to be able to talk to us today because of time. I will talk on the utterance gift and some of the revelational gifts. I'll just teach them all in all. Hallelujah. Then on Saturday, we'll complete the remaining by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. All these gifts, All the spiritual gifts. What is the meaning of spiritual? Why do we have spiritual gifts? Now, please, because I have to bias a general practice in the world today. And it must not be found amongst us. All these gifts are to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus. All these gifts, Jesus must be seen. We must not be seen.
Are you hearing me?
All this, Kenneth Hagin actually said in his words, spiritual gift would exalt Jesus and not yourself. Kenneth Hagin said that in his words. Spiritual gift would exalt Jesus and not yourself. Very powerful. He also said, and that is true, in his book he said, I want to use his words very well. He said, if anyone speaks in any gift, not proclaiming Jesus as Lord, is not speaking by the Spirit. Verses 3. Did you understand that? He's not speaking by the Spirit. In your pocket there's 15 naira. So you want to try me? You're dancing by the prophet. This pocket there's 15 naira. If you go to your house, enter your bedroom now. You turn like this. You are showing yourself. Are you? Hallelujah. You are showing yourself. Hallelujah. Yes, most prophets do that. Most prophets do that. Maybe they've given you a prophet and say, okay, Adam, let me make you in your father's house, there's a tree outside. Another tree. It has never produced fruit for 10 years. Am I lying? Man of God, prophesy! I said, okay, if you enter into your father's living room, I'm inside there now. If you look to this side, you see his picture. And at the back, there is one box people used to put a honey inside. Man of God, prophesy! That is prophecy. Hallelujah. Now, who is the pastor? Who is the man of God showing? He's showing himself because he wanted you to believe him. Oneself is already being shown. If you like have everything in operation, you're not speaking by the Spirit. You know, we have, some people, you have to be very, very careful. Are you hearing me? The lady who followed Paul for days, was not calling Paul the son of the living God? Hear him, she was possessed with a familiar spirit, the Bible says. Right? Have you read that? But she was proclaiming. The Bible says she brought much good for her master. She was doing similar things. So you have to be careful when people begin to show themselves. Hallelujah. They want to prophesy. You have to buy new two goods before the Spirit will move. You have to move the prophet. For the prophet to move, to invoke the Spirit on you. You have to be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Never am I saying the prophetic ministry is void. Do you understand? I'm only telling you that every gift, every office must proclaim Christ. We need to be careful when we begin to preach ourselves and not Christ. Christ must be seen in our message. Are you hearing me? The moment the view is changing from Christ to you, you begin to change. You begin to watch it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The moment you are standing on the pulpit and the attention is shifting from Christ to you, you have to be careful. Do you understand me? The center is Christ. The center is the world. Not you. Hallelujah. My brother, if you are managing yourself, and your cell leaders are not coming to hear Christ. They are coming to see you. They are coming to see cell leader Femi. The one is going to use his hands to do joke to release anointing. Once the attention is moving to you, brother, you have to watch it. Are you hearing me? To watch it. You have to take, go. Yes now. Yes. I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. Some months back, we began to do prophetic service, right? And the Lord had attention was shifting to me. That's what I thought. It's not that we were not having accurate prophecies. We were. to meetings to see Pastor Smart, to see Prophet Smart. So somebody sent me a text message, Prophet Smart. I'm still, somebody, let me even tell you what happened. Somebody was going to do something. He now called me. I don't know how I gave the person my number. He said, sir, can you attend for a time to tell me? I'm like, come on. Me? They don't tell me. Now the majority of not had that meeting for a long time, that prophetic service. Because the attention must not be me. Are you hearing me? No matter how I try to make it look, but it must not be me. You know, then, whenever I'm coming for prophetic service, I'll just do my galabia and thank God. This prophetic service today must be prophetic. You understand? But the attention was shifting to me and not Christ. I know of several people that came to meeting because of that. Hope you know that. That after receiving words of prophecy, when they came another week, they did not hear words of prophecy. Did they come again? But you have to shift the attention. The attention is on the world. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. When people begin to call and follow Pastor Smile, say, yeah, Pastor Smile, light is so hot. I will run away from you. Hallelujah. Very important. So the attention is on Christ. The attention is on whom? On Christ. Can I hear you say? So let's go ahead. Okay? Let's look at, I'm going to pick out some of those gifts one by one. Let's look at the words of knowledge first. Let's look at the words of knowledge. Gifts of the word of knowledge. I want to talk about this now. When I begin to talk about the words of wisdom, the word of wisdom, you would see the difference. Because some people don't even cannot differentiate it. They don't even know when somebody is prophesying. I want somebody is believing words of wisdom. Even from pastors go. Do you understand me? They just tag everything. Prophet! Hallelujah. And that is where there's a problem. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. Okay? Words of knowledge, I said. Okay. The words of knowledge. The words of knowledge. If you remember, he didn't say the one is giving knowledge. The gift of knowledge. The word is the word of knowledge. Do you understand me? The word of knowledge. Hallelujah. And the word for knowledge is the word gnosis, which is what people call scientific knowledge. I say people, I did not say me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. G-N-O-S-I-S. Gnosis. Hallelujah. It's not epignosis, but gnosis. Okay? Okay. Hallelujah. Now, the word for knowledge is, let me just tell you what I define it as, is the word of knowledge reveals the reveals supernaturally the present happening or conditions of a particular circumstance. Or it is a supernatural revelation of a certain fact in the mind of God concerning a people, places, or things, both presently or in the past. Take note of this one. You forget any other thing. Take note of this one. I gave two definitions of it. I said the word of knowledge reveals supernaturally the present happening or conditions of a particular circumstance. Also, it could be a supernatural revelation of certain facts in the mind of God concerning people, places, both present or in the past. People, places, or things, both presently or in the past. And we have scriptures to show that. Hallelujah. 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 Have we written that? Okay, can we move ahead? Let's look at an example of the word of knowledge in the New Testament. Because, you see, I said word of knowledge is to reveal what is happening or what has happened in the mind of God, right? Are you hearing me? Now let's give examples. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1. Sorry. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, are you there? From verse 10. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice of trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in the book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus. Now he wrote the name of the church, stop. Now, chapter 2 or chapter 3, he now gives words for those churches. Listen, I don't want to talk about this when I talk about the words of wisdom. Yeah, we'll separate it. Do you understand me? But it tells it, okay, like look at chapter 2, verse 1. It says to the church, say to the angel of the church at Ephesus, right? He is not saying there is an angel in charge of any church. The word for angel, yeah, is the word to the pastor. Do you understand? But you say,
God has put angels in charge of every church. Angel Michael is in charge of my church. Angel Gabriel, Angel Rivera,
Hallelujah. So the angel of the church of Ephesus writes, this thing said he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, that you cannot bear those who are evil. Now he's telling them the present condition.
Did you see? Now listen to me. The seven church, the writing there,
though can be prophetically, you can use it for what is happening to address some issues in the church. But as at that point, there were seven churches in Asia, and Paul and John was writing to them. Do you understand me? Now it depends on if you want to carry one and put for yourself, fine. Hallelujah. But this was to the seven churches in Asia. Meaning he was revealing what was happening to them at that point. Isn't that? I know your works. I know your deeds. What is that? The word of knowledge. Hallelujah. You understand that? That is the word of knowledge. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Now the word of knowledge, like we'll see here, can come in form of a vision. You understand? It can come in form of a vision. Like what he had here. Hallelujah. Another example is Acts of Apostles chapter 9. Let's look at Acts of Apostles chapter 9 concerning a man. You know, some people say it's only pastors, it's only prophet that should, it's only prophet that should do what? That should have words of knowledge. No, it's for everyone. Look at this. Acts of Apostles chapter 9. We're going to read from verse 9 through 10. Okay. Verses 10. Sorry, chapter 9 to verse 10. It says, now, there was a certain disciple. Did you see that? There was a certain disciple. It didn't say a certain pastor. A certain disciple, a member in the church. Which we call layman. A certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. Ananias was not a prophet too. Did you see that? Now, named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, yeah, I am Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. Did you see? There are several people praying, no?
But he said this one, do you understand this? Now, if it were to be words, that means it were to be the gift of knowledge. So because we have downloaded everybody praying to him, right? But it's a word of knowledge, a word for the mouth of somebody.
Do you understand me? That shows, do you understand me? Now, he says, one praying, and in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. This is two things working at the same time. Paul was seeing a vision that a man called Ananias to be laying hands on him. Paul was just, do you understand me? Paul was just getting to know God for the first time. I don't know if you understand me. And now, Ananias is a disciple. He's not even, God didn't even speak to Paul. I mean, to Peter. Also James, also John. He spoke to Ananias, a disciple. Do you understand me? Words of knowledge. Told him the truth. And God is coming to sleep. He's praying. Hallelujah. 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 Can you be that accurate? Emphatically, yes. I'll give an example. There was a time after a meeting. Listen. I got the pushing of the spirit to go and talk to somebody. I don't even know the person. I just know it's going to be a lady somewhere. Do you understand me? About the gospel. And the Lord told me what I should do. The Lord now told me the block on the base. The block and the room number. So scary. I called one of my friends. He's in South Africa now. I called and I said, bro, the Lord is telling you on an assignment. I don't even know this person, he's asking me to go and meet. The Lord said, I should go and give me the address and the number, the room number. And ask me to go and talk to the person about this disease. So I told the person, say, it is wrong with your soul. You have left me in my own case. He said, it's wrong with your soul. And I started and I said, oh, Father, to go and knock somebody, like, what if they pour me water? He said, most of them were like that. What if they pour me water? I don't know this person. I never seen this person. Then Lord, the Holy Spirit told me. And I said, Father, let this person come out. And then I will go. After 30 minutes, I got a nudging again from my spirit. I was just sitting there trying to think about how I'm going to do it. I heard the Lord told me, go now, she's outside fetching water. As I got to the place, here's the person's house, here's the tap. The person was just carrying water inside. And coming up again. Then I said, woo, glory, hallelujah. God has made things easy for me. Hallelujah. Words of knowledge. Do you understand me? Words of knowledge. Do you understand? Acts of Apostles chapter 10. Let's look at chapter 10. Okay. Peter now, chapter 10 from verse 9. And the next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sea tower. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made it ready, he fell asleep into a trance and he saw heaven opened. And what happened? He saw those wonderful, you all know the story, right? Well, let's read. And he saw the heavens open and an object like a grass sheet born at the four corners descending to him and let down into the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him saying, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, no, not so, Lord. He knew it was the Lord. For I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And the voice spoke to him and said the second time, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times. Then the object was taken into heaven. Now, while Peter wondered with himself about the vision which he had seen, if he had seen meant, behold, the man who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simeon's house and stood before the gate. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I just read? Now, God gave Peter a word of knowledge concerning where he wanted him to go and preach in the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. Jonathan, word of knowledge. Now, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Did you see? Word of knowledge. Did you see? Three men are seeking you. Arise, go down. Therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. God gave him a word of knowledge. Do you understand that? God gave him a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.